You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Psychic Paths with Suzanne Marie. Live from PsychicPaths.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page. Facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites.
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Psychic Paths.
On A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio. I am Suzanne Marie, your host for a little bit. I am a clairvoyant and a light trance medium, which means I can see past, present, and future, and I can speak to past loved ones. So good to be here tonight. I hope that everyone is feeling loved and cared about and safe. I am kind of excited about the full moon yesterday. It was in Taurus. And with Taurus, it's just all about really dealing with a lot of our self-care, doing things for yourself, making sure that you have what you need. And like any other full moon, eliminating things that no longer benefit us. But it's really a grounding time and a healing time and really a abundant time for growth. So I'm kind of excited about it. But so welcome, and I hope that you stay tuned for the rest of the shows tonight, because A1R and Moonstruck TV have one of the most wonderful readers. And what's more neat than a free reading? I have a little cold tonight, but I'm going to try to get through this. And you can reach me at Psychic Paths, like down there, and email me. Let me know you've been on my website. On Google, I take messages from people, questions. So a Psychic Pass right there. We have Beth from Richmond, Virginia. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, good. What can I help with tonight?
Well, I've just kind of had a lot going on. I've got a new job and a relationship that's kind of been up and down for several years, and just kind of going through some transitions, and just general insecurities that go along with the transitions. So
yeah, and life is like that right now for a lot of people, a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. Let me see what Spirit says. So has there been some kind of loss? Are you feeling sad? Because I get an amount of sadness.
Yeah, I think I've been kind of feeling a little bit sad. Going through, reinventing myself again and leaving a job that, really wasn't that great. At least it wasn't suited for me, and starting over again and sadness of having to start over again. And also, yeah.
It is kind of still grief when you need to let go of things that aren't benefiting you. There's still a feeling of sadness about it. People mm-hmm. make it like a great thing, but it doesn't feel like that when you're doing it. So I do understand that. What Spirit is telling me is that you are strong. You are a very strong woman. And they are around you and helping you to be comforted, because you need comfort. I think that from what Spirit says, that you're very hard on yourself, that you have a high expectation of yourself, where if it was someone else, you wouldn't be so harsh.
True.
Let me see. I feel like this has been a year of transition for you. Like, this has been the year.
Yeah.
And I'm getting from spirit that you know it's growth. You know that you're just transitioning and blossoming. But it's still hard to change from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing that your work will go well.
Good. That's good.
I feel like you feel like you're grounded there and focused there. And spirit is also telling me that sometimes time flies. They're giving me that kind of feeling that time can fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also feel like there's maybe. I think you belong there. I think that's your time right now.
Wow.
And you're learning.
Okay.
You're learning. Yeah. I also feel like there's going to be an increase in money for you in the next 3 months, either as a raise or a bonus. But I feel money is coming towards you.
Great.
Spirit said something about extra. So whatever extra means, they're saying that's more than now. So I feel like that's a very good sign that you will be there for a while.
That's great to hear.
You're welcome. It's good. It's good to know that positive things are happening in your life, and Spirit wants to remind you that it's because of your courage and your bravery to do the things that feel right, and to let go of the things that don't. You are really the captain of the ship.
Wow.
I feel like you're angry or disappointed with your significant other. I feel more anger, because I just feel like you bop them. Like, I think that in the beginning of the relationship, you were on the same page, you were vibrating together on the same level. And I think that you didn't need very much from a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like your growth and your change is affecting the relationship, because I don't feel like he's grown. I feel like he's staying where he is. And that's the energy of the relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you can stay in the same relationship with him not growing, because you're growing. You're growing by leaps and bounds.
Right.
So the chemistry is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels distant. I feel a distance in him.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I would say, if you've outgrown him and you realize this, then you know what the decisions are. But Spirit is letting me know that your growth has something to do with that. And that that's what happens in relations sometimes. If you don't grow with your spouse or your significant other, you run out of the same vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a lot older than me.
Yeah, that must mean, too, that he won't, that he's kind of stuck where he is. and comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
We fight about his ex a lot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And not bad fight, just, you know, little arguments.
And that energy shouldn't even be in a relationship. An ex is an ex.
Mm-hmm. That's what I try and tell him.
Spirit tells me that you're looking for something. Are you looking for something? You're looking for a fit.
Am I looking for a what?
It looks like you're got puzzle pieces in front of you, and you're looking for a fit, something that fits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have not had your soulmate, your twin flame yet, and you've had one soulmate, is what Spirit said. So you have two more soulmates to go through. If you fall in love with and click with the first soulmate, great. You know, there's your life partner. And if you don't, there's a second one. And your twin flame is someone that you've gone through several different relations or lifetimes with, and you just click like half and half. I got to let you go. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm being cut
off. Thank you so very much.
Oh, I got 2 minutes. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it, and I hope I've been of some help.
You've been wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.